The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and always. Amen. So today, we hear a difficult message from Jesus in Luke's Gospel. Love your enemies. Well, that starts off right there pretty rough. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you, like the pinchers and biters on the kids' list. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, don't demand it back. Anything else, Jesus? As a matter of fact, do to others as you would have them do to you. And so we hear what we have called in society the what?
Golden
rule. What Jesus says next then is beyond that golden rule. Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. But that doesn't fit our golden rule, does it? We like to get repayment, and probably with a little bit of interest. Jesus says that when you do this, then your reward will be great. And you'll be sons and daughters of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. But we might say, I am grateful. I'm not wicked. But is it really true? Is it really true? I'm grateful. I'm not wicked. Are we truly grateful to the Lord for everything? Aren't we, maybe, even if just a little bit, wicked? Do we follow all that the Lord would ask of us? Do we obey God fully? Or do we tend to do our own thing quite often? Oh, Jesus adds to this, don't judge, or you'll be judged. Don't condemn, and you will not be condemned. If there's one thing that people outside of the church are often most critical about the church, is that it can be considered judgmental. Some of you might have even thought the church is judgmental. The people are hypocrites. And I say, that's why I keep coming back. Because I need to hear the good news message and change my ways. Church people might be like this. Did you hear what that person said? Did you see what their son did? Do you know that this person is doing that, and they say they believe in Jesus and go to church? Jesus tells us more about this later in the passage. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when you yourself fail to see that you have a plank in your own eye, you hypocrite? You're sinful. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. We too are sinful, yet it's difficult to see when we have a plank in our own eye. Anybody ever have it, something like that? Are you sure? You could have picked a heavier board, Paul. He picked the 8-foot one, and I said, that's probably too much for me. We get planks in our eyes, don't we? And we kind of get used to it. And we walk around like nothing's going on, and people say, hey, don't you realize that you have something going on there? And yet we're trying to say, oh, Bob, let me get the little speck out of your eye. I always pick on Bob because you're always paying attention. Remove that plank from your eye. Martin Luther explains in the 8th commandment of not giving false testimony against our neighbor that we should fear and love God so that we don't tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation, but instead defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. That takes getting the plank out of our own eye first, doesn't it? So that we can speak kind and defend and speak well of our neighbor. And in doing those great things and in defending and speaking well and explaining in the kindest way, we start to be less judgmental. We start to honor other people and not gossip about them. I heard a thing on the Christian radio today that said about 80% of our speech is about other people, which is interesting. And 5% of that kind of leans toward the gossip side of things. But we're spending a lot of time talking about other people. So, how is your speech of those other people? Are you saying good things about your neighbor? Are you loving your neighbor? Are you loving your enemy? Remembering the kid back in high school who was mean to you? And speaking well and saying, Lord, I hope he's doing okay and that you're with him. As we start to get that plank out of our eye, we start to do what Jesus is talking about here today, we start acting more like members of Christ's body, the church. And so Jesus goes on with more powerful words, forgive, and you will be forgiven. That sounds like the Lord's Prayer too, doesn't it? Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So the golden rule has more to it than moralistic goodness. If we look at the golden rule as it comes to us in Matthew 7, it's slightly different. Jesus says this, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. This sums up the law and the prophets. And so that word of God, the law, the prophets, says to love your neighbor as yourself, and even more than that, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. And Jesus adds today, not only love your neighbors, your friends, but love your enemies as well. And doesn't he do that? Doesn't he love his enemies? He loves even us who are his enemies. We hear him say at the very cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He speaks to each and every one of us, plank-filled eye people. Father, forgive them. I love my enemy. I love these people. I care for them. I want more for them. I forgive them. I give them my everything as he pours out his blood for us, dying for us so that we can live. Jesus loves us so much, doing way beyond what most people would do. He loves us with a godly, overflowing type of love all the way to that cross. Now, the golden rule is about mercy. The golden rule is about forgiveness. It's about kindness to the ungrateful and the wicked. And it is about glorious, godly overflow. Jesus says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So what measurement do you use? Do you use a you-sized measurement? Maybe giving an ounce? Or do you use a Jesus-sized measurement with a 5-gallon bucket? Or even more than that, a 55-gallon drum. Anybody know what those? You see the, and all the TV shows, the bums are around it, heating themselves with a fire. The 55-gallon drum. Well, Jesus has that kind of blessing. Even more than that, a 9,000-gallon tanker truck. Or even more than that, a 187 quintillion-gallon ocean type of blessing. Jesus is so merciful and forgiving and giving and loving. And the measurement of his blessings keep overflowing and overflowing to you. His measurements overflow forever so that you have forever life with him. So let us then do to others as you would have them do to you. Giving overflowing love, as Jesus gives his overflowing love to all of us, even as we are his enemies. Remember, use a big bucket or 55-gallon drum or whatever you have to do to give your love. Move away from your little teacup. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Love your enemies as he has loved you. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for the blessing of this day. Thank you for giving us overflowing love, overflowing giving, overflowing forgiveness, overflowing foreverness that comes through your love. Bless us this day, and may we be encouraged to be people overflowing with love to other people, that we would show not only that we love you, but that we love them as well. All these things we lift up to you and in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.